practices in this week?
Still more communication, more focus on tackling, and I think Coach said earlier that we lost a physical battle, and the physical battle is one thing. It's definitely one thing that we try to win, and how he measures the physical battle is usually by run game and just overall like impression, just what he sees on film. If we're knocking guys back, if they're knocking us back.
Speaking of the physical battle, how alarmed are you by all the injuries to the secondary, especially at safety?
I mean, it's the NFL. It's 100% injury rate. Someone's gonna get hurt. But I mean, it just seems like it's always been happening to us. And the Giants are known for the next man up mentality. It's really unfortunate for the rookies, because they're just getting their feet wet, and to be out for the season, it's definitely tough and can hurt their confidence. But I think the right type of guy could persevere through that.
How much does it hurt the defense that you have to keep alternating, you know, first team safeties out there?
That's a good question. I mean, it's tough because you want to build a chemistry with one group. If you look at the best defenses, for example, the Seahawks, like they have their four or five group of guys that they've all played with each other. They know how they play. They know the communication is probably down pack because they practice together and stuff like that. But the situation here is a little bit different. We're still trying to find our guys, and we just have to roll with it. I think our safeties, they did a pretty good job last night, and I'm excited to continue to see them compete and to finally get out there and play with them.
Where are you at in your rehab?
So today I don't know if I'm going through warm-ups, but I know I'm gonna run and see where I am. I think the biggest test for me is just exploding out and cutting and do a lot of lateral movements because of my groin, and then we're gonna go from there.
You haven't done that yet, I assume?
No, the first time.
You're sort of running since the shot?
Right, so the first time I started running since my injury was at the game on Friday. So I usually do like my lap around, which I did, and then I did a lot of lateral stuff, and it felt good then.
So today's like sort of taking it to a different level, running and cutting it.
Right. So today I'm just gonna push myself and see what I can do, what really hurts, and stuff like that.
How did you get hurt originally? Just a bad step or what?
Well, I already felt it tight, but I thought it was just a tightness, and I was just in my press man, and then I opened my hip against Victor, and then it just pulled.
If all goes well, you're probably looking at the Jets game is when you could play preseason. Or do you think this weekend is a chance?
I would say maybe at the Jets at the latest, but I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't rule Jaguars out. I just have to see how I do today.
So your hope is to be back in practice sometime this week.
Exactly. Yeah.
When you were a rookie, you had an injury and missed a lot of the preseason. Dell certainly had that situation last year. Collins is going through that now. What advice do you have for him in terms of keeping his head in the meetings and mental reps and all those things?
Right, just what you said. Just getting the mental part down. He's been in it for the physical, and just to stay in tune, intact, and don't get down on yourself.
You have so much uncertainty there. How much pressure does that put on the quarters?
It's a good question. I would say the uncertainty is not knowing who's going to start, but I would say as a group, we're confident in whoever they choose to put back there. So we're not really worried about the type of guy that's going to be back there. It's just who it's going to be, because I think they're all capable of starting for our team.